What was that?
Excuse me.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's my I think it's my tablet. It's by me.
Oh, okay.
Melinda, what did you have for dinner last night?
Yeah, my stomach's messed up. It's my tablet.
Okay. Here we go.
This one is for everyone who braves bad drivers.
The traffic vigilante.
For drivers with accident forgiveness.
Sure hated to do that, but it's the law of the way.
The small price to pay for safer streets.
You're driving everyone crazy. Now you're driving me crazy.
Realize we're talking about crazy drivers. All right, Tommy, what you got?
Well, it's, this is from Scotts Valley, California. And police officers, this is just north of Santa Cruz, and they responded to the report of a suspicious figure in a roadway. They kept getting calls about the suspicious figure in the roadway. So they showed up early Thursday and found Bigfoot!
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes! Bigfoot has been discovered! Yes!
Daryl! Daryl's been found!
He has been found. A little anticlimactic, though. Turns out Bigfoot's only 4 feet tall. So he's not really Bigfoot. He's more like Littlefoot. Yeah, apparently, it was a 4 foot tall wooden statue that was stolen from outside the Bigfoot Discovery Museum. And someone had placed it by the roadway, and people kept going by, and there's a little Bigfoot. So,
wow,
that's like jumbo shrimp.
Yes, they said he was a little banged up, but will be returned to his rightful place at the Bigfoot Discovery Museum, and everybody's happy to have him home.
Well, Bigfoot literally was found. Yes.
Well, yes, so they found Bigfoot.
Figuratively, a figure of...
Causing trouble on the roadways, but back to where he belongs.
Okay, so they have a Bigfoot Discovery Museum. We're going to have to look into that.
Yeah, it's in Felton, California. You can go check out Bigfoot. There's a Bigfoot Discovery Museum and see the famous Bigfoot that was causing all the traffic trouble.
Lovely.